Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today.
We're going to go before the Lord to set the tone for today. If you will close your eyes while you're here with me. Father of grace, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly this morning, oh God. We thank you for everything that this day represents, oh God. We thank you for Karen Malone, oh God. We thank you for the vision you've given this woman, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you come on into the room today, God. Lord, we have an expectation that you are with us and will continue throughout this day, God. Thank you, oh God, for every speaker, God. Thank you for the things you've revealed to them to release today, God. Thank you for every vendor in the room, oh God. Thank you for every person who thought it not robbery to be here today, God. We ask that you come sit with us today, Lord. Lead us and guide us throughout this day, oh God. And we are believing you, oh God, with full expectation that you will do something great in this moment, oh God. Because Karen had the faith to continue. Because she had the faith to continue to step forward with this vision, oh God, that we are here today, Lord. We thank you for these things. We thank you for every heart that's here, for every soul that desired to be here that couldn't, oh God. We say thank you still. And we thank you that you are being glorified in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to start our program. Thank you so much for joining us at the 2019 Renewed Vision Conference. I am your host for the day, or MC for the day, excuse me. My name is Lindsay Bivens. I am just super thrilled to be with you. Thank you again, Karen, for the invitation to be with you on this, you know, just monumentous day. This is good. Hosting a conference, you know, is not the most enjoyable thing sometimes when you launch it, right? But it is something beautiful happening, not only for her, but for every person, again, who's with us. We're going to jump into something really quickly in terms of just getting ourselves loosened up. Everybody's a little stale. So let's get rid of the stale this morning. And we want to start off with just doing something fun, kind of getting connected with each other. Everybody's kind of seated and still for a moment, but I would like to encourage you to do just a little icebreaker. Let's get to know somebody in the room. So let's start off the day with something fun, which is selfie time. Let's take a selfie with at least three people in the room. So instead of just running over to snap a photo, let's run over and introduce yourself first and get connected to a couple of people in the room. Can we start there?
Yes.
Now, don't let me beat you, and I'm all the way over the stage. Don't let me beat you.
To figure out what I could do to
help other people that was also disabled. You know, I actually don't consider myself disabled. I feel like there's still a lot of abilities that I have, but you know, some people kind of own that. And you know, working as a rehab counselor, we have to battle that with people to get them to change their mindset. But that was how I started Rehab Your Life, out of my want to help others that was like me, you know, using medical equipment or devices to sustain their life. You know, there were places that were flooded, they were moving people out of nursing homes. It was really catastrophic, and that is medical trauma. So Rehab Your Life is an organization that helps men and women who have gone through medical challenges and that need to regain control of their lives. And so, have you experienced medical trauma? So I want this to be interactive. You know, have you experienced anxiety? Raise your hand. Or you know someone that's experienced anxiety. What about hypertension? Yeah, we have people on high blood pressure medication. Substance abuse. You know, that actually has become so prevalent in the United States that it's really a different category of disability. That's a mental health issue. What about heart disease? Heart disease is still the number one killer of everyone in the United States, not just African Americans. What about depression? I've experienced depression. What about, you know anyone who is an amputee? How would that impact your quality of life? You have to totally figure out a new way of adjusting to your world. In my book, Lose to Win, I talk about the last 4 years of my life where I just had a series of bad events, interesting events. I talk about the loss of my daughter, Kim. So if you go back to my table, you're going to see these little big things. That's Kim. She lived for 7 days. And that was one of the hardest times of my life. But I wouldn't change a thing about what I've gone through because it brought me to the feet of the Lord, which is where I am. And so with that came trauma, though. You go for your postpartum checkup, and they put me in a room next to a woman who was getting an ultrasound. And I heard the beep, 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 you know, the woom, woom, you know, that little sound that it makes. And my eyes immediately welled up. And I was like, get me out of this room. I didn't know what was going on at the time. I just knew I needed to get out of that room. That's medical trauma. Who can identify with medical trauma? Have you guys, you are here for a greater purpose. And my desire for you today is to be able to glean from each one of these speakers so that you can rehab your life, so that you can renew your mind, so that you can get a renewed vision.
On what I didn't want to happen. I figured if I focused on what I didn't want to happen, it made me go fast, but I didn't go far. I didn't go strategic. So now, Nicole, what do you want to happen? Focus on what you want to happen. So now I'm pacing myself. I'm not intimidated by who's around me. I'm not worn out by just trying to, in my mind, mentally and physically, run this race. Because now I know I'm doing it for something different. I am telling myself, do it for a better body. Do it for better health. Do it so you can build your stamina. Do it for longevity. Do it. And as I'm going, this, I wipe everybody else out. I didn't care. They were a non-factor. I'm going to pace myself because my vision about why I'm doing this has changed. So when we're talking about see no fear, you're going to have to change what you're seeing. Mr. DJ, don't do me like that.
relationships that lead you away from those that truly love you. And anybody that's been like in a domestic violence relationship, you know that is an oscillation. Relationships that lead you away from the better for your life.
Yes.
Anytime you go to somebody and say, oh, God gave me this, or this is what I want to do, you're excited. They're not excited with you. They don't leave. And then you need to run out of the way. Relationships that lead you away from who God made you to be.
Your requirement to achieve, to accomplish. Write down your steps. What is needed to accomplish this goal? And move towards it. Take one step at a time. There are free, actually, to brush up on your skills with Microsoft, Excel. There's free classes. Libraries given for free. You dial 211, and they'll tell you what, like Microsoft, or where it is located closer to your home. So you don't have to drive far. You can even walk. If you're serious.
I am a registered nurse by trade. So I walk around all day long and I see people and they slather on makeup, hiding all of these skin issues. Your skin is telling you something is wrong in your life. When you're having all of these breakouts and all of these different blemish issues and all of these spots and so forth and so on, it can be something as simple as you're not properly protecting your skin. Us with more melanin in our skin tend to believe we don't need to protect our skin because our melanin does that. The sun has UVA and UVB rays, that is aging and burning rays. We burn like everybody else. We need protection. We need to hydrate our skin. We need to realize our skin is the largest organ of our body, and it happens to be on the outside of your body. So, if you have any questions, definitely come back, talk to me. I'm all about trying to help you figure out what's going to get you the healthy, glowing skin so we can stop spending all these billions of dollars on cosmetics, slathering on MAC, trying to hide our imperfections when healthy skin naturally glows on its own and you don't need all of that. So.
I know. Agita, get you right.
Thank you. phone also.
And so I'm going to keep it brief because we're short on time and I have a couple, one other thing that I want to do. You know, as I was preparing for today, like I said, it seems like I've been stalking y'all for 9 months. But today is birthday.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that was happening is today was getting closer. I was getting a word from so many different places. And I felt a little overwhelmed because I was like, well, what do you want me to tell them? You want me to tell them this? And, you know, all the people that I listened to, Joyce had a word for y'all. Stephen had a word for y'all. I think even Joel had a word for y'all. I was like, all right, Mr. Smiley Man, he was all right on topic. You know, my pastor at church on Sunday even had a word. And so I felt a little overwhelmed, but how can I condense it all? And so I just had to really pray and see what the Lord was doing in reference to from a spiritual perspective. You know, what is he moving in the spirit? And there's been a shift. Has anybody been able to feel the shift in our times? You know, 2019 is almost over. It seemed like it just got here. It's about to be 2020. Do y'all even remember before 2000 hit? And we were all nervous and worried about if stuff was going to still work, you know. And now we are 20 years in. We are living in the Jetsons times. You know, technology advances every 6 months. You know, so you have to be careful about what you are doing during this time. Because you have to get prepared. And so really what renewed vision is about is to really stress to you that it is time to get prepared. So what the things that you've been doing that have not served you well, stop it.
That's good.
The people that you have been hanging around that are not serving you well, leave them alone. I think, you know, Colette really stressed that there are some relationships that don't need to be rehabbed. You can love them at arm's length away. You really can. And so you have to get a renewed vision. But not only just a renewed vision of yourself, you need a renewed vision of God. Who is God in your life? Is he only someone that gives you what you pray for? Or are you in relationship with him?
Yes.
That's what really matters. You know, he's the same God today that he was in the past. So if he did it for them, come on somebody, if he did it for them, yes, he'll do it for you. So just like Job, she talked about Job. Job was restored. He got abundantly more than what he even asked for because he had lost it all, but the Lord restored it all. So with him being the same God then and the same God now, do you know him? Show of hands, do you know him? Do you have a relationship with him? Because that matters. If you have a relationship with him, then you'll understand my next couple of points. In order for you to get a renewed vision, you have to renew your mind daily. Each day that he decides to wake you up is fresh, is new. Grace and mercy will chase you. It's a game, play it. I love when grace and mercy chase me. I love to be able to figure out what the next thing is that the Lord is trying to reveal to me in my life. You have to practically spend time with God. So don't rush out the bed and start your day. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Lord, what is my day going to entail? Study the word. You have to be able to have it down in your spirit, down in your shanta. I think that's what Daniel called how you react. Who's done that toe lately? That's your telltale sign right there. You just stubbed your toe. What came out your mouth? Keep it real. Is it oops? Or is it, oh, Jesus. I'll be calling on y'all. So you should see a difference in your talk, in your reaction, and in your circle. Not everybody is going to be able to take the journey. The Lord is moving. There's a shift. We're moving into 2020. There's things that He's releasing. You have to position yourself like how Tarasha lined up the women. Did y'all see my team today? Did they bring it for y'all?
Yes.
Was I up here by myself? No. And so we have to look at the circumstances, but we also have to see what God is doing. Don't be so stuck in your circumstances. We are overcomers. You have to watch what you say, because you will have what it is that you say you have. He is always at work in our lives. We are to walk by faith and not by sight. And with that, I'm going to share a passage of scripture. 2 Kings 6, 8-23 was actually what my pastor just preached on. And I was like, man, he all up in my cooler. So I stole it. Yes, I did. But it's a good word, because Elijah was trapped by the king of Syria. How many of us have been in situations where we've been trapped? We felt trapped. You know, we couldn't go to the left. We couldn't go to the right. We just didn't know exactly what we needed to do. And so it was just him and his servant. And the king of Syria had them surrounded. How many times do you feel like this medical condition? It's just like, I'm just never going to get over this. This is another thing. Because what y'all don't realize, remember I said I'm a two-time cancer survivor. So the first time, I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to do what you say. You know, I'm following along. Then when it came back, I was like, ooh, what did I do? What do I do now? It was scarier the second time it came back, because I felt like I did the praying. I was in my prayer closet. But it was, are you ready to now do what I'm asking you to do? So he had a petition. But he said, are you ready? And I'm like, yes. If we gonna still be around here, yes, I'm ready. And I will do what you ask me to do. So when Elijah was trapped, when I felt trapped, what I did was I surrounded myself with other like-minded women that would support me, that would hold me up. When Elijah prayed for his servant's eyes to be opened in the spirit, when they were able to see that there were chariots of fire all around the king of Syria. And he said, who's with us outnumbers them all.
Yes.
But in the natural, it was only them two. But in the spirit, the Lord had his armies ready to be able to do battle on their behalf. So I feel like the word that the Lord wanted me to share with you today is to don't be afraid. If you link yourself with other women, it's just not me that's standing here. It's just not me that's standing here. Where are my speakers at? It's just not me that's standing here. The anointing that's on this woman right here. And I told her this before at one of her events. I said, can I just write this all up right there? I just need a little bit. I just need a little bit. But when we surround ourselves with other like-minded women who are calling on the Lord on our behalf, there's nothing. No thing. Nothing that you can't do. But if you don't have a renewed vision, you walk in circles. So my job is to tell her what my vision is, and then what you gonna do?
Well,
I'll
pray about it.
Push it. She's a pusher. You can't talk to her without being said, now what'd you say you was gonna do last night? This one right here. I love the way her brain thinks. I'll say something and she'll go in a more professional way. Y'all think I'm professional? This is what you meant, right? I was like, yeah, that's what I meant. This one right here, we had to grow as friends. She was a little snotty when we first met. She didn't want to be my friend. But I wore her down. She wasn't really doing much on Facebook, so I couldn't stalk her. But I wore her down through my love for her. And I'm calling her up.
Yeah.
I'm calling her up. This one right here is a sister after my own heart. I didn't know you when I supported you for your author book. I think we might have talked. I stalked her on Facebook. And then I showed up to...
This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.